Episode 1260, Don't Take Things Personally.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and I pray that you are having a joy-filled weekend with lots of love and surrounding yourself with family and friends. I pray the weather is treating you right. We've had some really rough terrain when it comes to weather, and so praying for everyone's safety and beginning to clean up the messes that are out there. It's never fun. Today is Relationship Builders Day. It's all about don't take things personally. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how many times in a day do you get your feelings hurt? Don't take things personally. Every day we are poked at, made fun of, and some things spoken that are not pleasurable. However, they're not meaning to hurt you directly. It's just someone trying to make the day a little brighter or even draw attention to themselves. The pokes and jabs are more about the other person. Think about that statement right there. The pokes and jabs are more about the other person. When you take things personally, you're what? You're owning what they said. When in actuality, you don't have to own what they said. It's words that are coming out of their mouth, but you don't have to say, okay, I'm going to identify with that. But most of us, what? We get trapped in that and we do that. Now, I want to tell you right now, I understand bullying is real. And this discussion has nothing to do with bullying, okay? When you have fights and you have people picking on each other, that's for a whole nother episode. So I want you to understand that I get that bullying is real. I get it. My children and I have been bullied. I have been there. So understand that that's not our conversation, okay? I just want that to be made clear. So let's talk about, though, just the fun things that happen, and they don't feel really fun because you're hurt or you take them on as yourself and you adopt them as like, this is my own and I guess I have to own them. Because why? We tend to blow things out of proportion. Maybe you had a bad day. It's that time of the month. The children have been more than a challenge to you. The baby won't nap. You're just cranky and crabby. We just have those days. Nothing is going your way. And then to have a comment or reaction from your spouse about how you look or why isn't dinner ready or the house is a mess. You've been there a few times, haven't you? We all have. I know I have more than, well, that's, we'll just let that be. But your patience becomes tested. And the only thing you have left in you is to what? Lash out. It's like Jurassic Park in your home. Roar! And all these monsters are coming out and these big, huge dinosaurs. You're like, what happened? It's you, right? And you're just like, you're attacking people. And it's not that you really mean to attack, but you took it personally. So take a deep breath for a moment. I want to pause for a moment because it's natural to get defensive. And this is a very sensitive subject. I get it, because we feel what? Hurt. When we feel hurt, when we feel pain, when we feel like we've been made fun of, we go on the defensive side. So deep breath now. And let's first listen in to what our sponsor has to offer us, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, a podcast created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. Every week, it features interviews with leading oncology professionals, dietitians, nutritionists, pastors, and everyday people who share their life experiences with cancer. You'll want to tune in and listen by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, here's another story for you. And it all comes from the move. I've been trying to get my sunroom set up, and it's been somewhat of a challenge. But I didn't already have something to go in there except for outdoor stuff that I already had. And I didn't want that look. I wanted it to be more warm and welcoming and inviting. So I began the search for what I wanted. And I already had a picture in my mind. That's a dangerous thing right there, right? When you already have the idea, the thoughts there, and you're like, this is the look I want. And no, I didn't Pinterest it or do anything like that. No, I was just like, this is what I want in my room. Well, then I finally found it. Yes, score. But before I went back, after taking measurements and double checking, it sold. It sold out right out from underneath me. Huh. Yeah, I wasn't real happy at all. So I continued the search for this couch for about 3 weeks or so. Way too long. It's way too long, especially when you know that that's exactly what you want and now you don't have it. Bummer. It takes the wind out of your sails. It shuts you down. So, you know, my mind was just like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I've got to find something. I'm frustrated because this room is going to be for my hubby and it's going to be for me. You'll probably see me in that room doing some videos and things like that. So I cannot wait to welcome you into that room. Eventually, it's not quite done yet. So if you haven't subscribed to the Instagram channel, you'll want to do that. You can just go to Instagram and search for Create Your Now and we're right there. So I cannot wait to see you there. Anyway, I went out yesterday with my little man, my G-man, our youngest. Oh no, it wasn't yesterday. It was a few days ago, actually. Poor little dude. I drag him everywhere. And I decided to drop by a store that I had visited earlier when they first opened, and I found absolutely nothing. You know, it was a store that they kind of buy things in bulk and it's there, and then, but you never know. It's not going to be the same thing every single time you go in. And I was just like, oh no, it's not really what I want. But for some odd reason, at that moment in time, I decided to give it one last shot. And then I walked in the store and what did I see? Couch, love seat, monstrosities of sectionals, just humongous things, big oversized chairs, things that I did not want in my little cute, quaint sunroom. It was just too much. I'm like, oh man, already I was starting to get disappointed. So finally I started walking around. We're wondering and we're talking about all the different things. We go to almost the very, very back of the store. And there it sits. Oh, it's the sectional that I want. Now, it's a littler one. And I was like, that's what I want. And it was not the color that I originally found, though. Because remember, I'd been in search for that, you know, sectional for a long, long time. And I was like, okay, I was set on the color blue. And by the way, blue is not my favorite color, but that's for another episode. The reason being, well, we'll just leave it at that. Because we could be here 15, 20 minutes just talking about that particular incident. So we'll leave that for another day. But this one was kind of a, it's not white, but it's like just kind of a dirty white, not really cream. It's got some browns in it, but it's just so light. And for me, a mom of five with animals, white has never been on my radar. Oh no, we go for dark and leather. Anything I can take something wet to and wipe it off is all for me. Well, little did I know that I wanted this fabric, luxurious. Okay, it's not luxurious, but it's just fabric and it's something that's kind of cozy. Really, that's the better word for it. It's cozy where you can just kind of settle in and read a book or tell a story or watch something or just have quiet and peace and read my Bible. I was like, that's what I want. So maybe, just maybe, this might work for us. I got everything out. I got my tape measure out. I'm like, okay, it was bigger than the other one I first saw. I'm like, oh, I didn't want it that big. But I thought, okay, we'll give it a shot. We'll see what hubby thinks of it. So off we went. 2 days, though, have passed. And we get ready to go and check out the actual sectional in person. Yes, hubby is willing to go with me. Score! How many times have you tried to get your hubby to go with you to go shopping to see, to get his, not necessarily approval, but his blessing of, yes, sweetheart, I'm supporting you in this endeavor of your decorating and redoing this room. That's really all I wanted. I wanted his blessing. And so I was thrilled. I was like, you're going to come? Yes. Well, we got ready and we prepared. We even took two vehicles because I knew my big Yukon XL, which is a big SUV, could hold this sectional because it would come in pieces, not a big deal. I was like, yes, fabulous. I cannot wait. Well, we get there and I get the two thumbs up. Woohoo! Now, I finally have the main sitting unit. We get it home. It took about like 4 hours to have all this stuff done. And then guess what? I want to accessorize, right? You always want to add to the things. Well, during this whole process then, we decide to leave and I went back to the store where I originally found the sofa. Okay. Are you with me here? And I had found some other things. And that's why I was so disappointed because I'd found everything that I wanted with that particular sofa, that style, that color. And now I was like, well, some of it might still work for what I have now. So I want to go back to that store and hopefully it will still be there, especially this little table that I wanted. It would be perfect. And so off we went. Well, guess what? My little G-man, our youngest, went. And then my number three, Ashley, went with me too. And so as we're looking around the store, she's texting Dad about these two pictures. Actually, there were three pictures that I saw. And I wanted to find out which ones he liked best. Well, as they were chatting, he revealed to her that he doesn't like the pictures in the hallway to our bedroom. Are you kidding me? Now he tells me this? Seriously. You know how long I've had those pictures? Okay, now I got to tell you this part though. The pictures are not hung on the wall yet. You see, all the pictures that I have around the house, they're not on the wall. They're just laying next to it because they were all in the sunroom earlier this week. We just finally took them out of their boxes and I began to just place them in the general area that I'm thinking of hanging them. So can you believe we moved end of January and I still do not have a single picture hanging on the wall? Yes, my house is still in chaos, but you know what? You do what you got to do. And so when he was telling her this via the text and she reads it to me and I'm standing in the store and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Don't take things personally. Don't take things personally. It wasn't that he didn't like me. It was that the pictures were just not his taste anymore, or they were too dark. And guess what? He has every right to have that opinion, but I don't have to own it as if I drew those pictures, I colored them, I, you know, put the frames around them, I worked so hard. But guess what? We do that, don't we? We do. And the thing is, though, we don't talk about it. And what happens is these jabs that we get, these pokes that are thrown at us. We feel like they're thrown at us. They're really not. They're just statements of how the other person is feeling or what they see or how they believe or what they're thinking. But we take them and we own them as what? As if it's life and death to us. You know, that means you just have taken things personally. It's not about what's stopping you. It's what's impacting you. We've got to understand that there's more to life than stop signs. And those stop signs are the pokes and jabs. You get it all the time. You may get it from a stranger. I've gotten it in a grocery store. I've had, you know, somebody look at me the wrong way and I'm like, really? And then all of a sudden I find myself going, okay, what's wrong? Did I match the wrong pair of shoes? And the next 15, 20 minutes, I'm still trying to think in my mind, what was that person looking at me for like that? They didn't have any right to look at me like that. You know what? It probably had nothing to do with me. But we get stuck and we take everything personally. And what does that do? It stops you. It stops you. You can't let it. It's what's impacting you. Going further in life. If you're always stopping at those pokes and jabs all the time, are you ever going to get to the life that God has intended for you? Probably not. So today, it's going to change. I dare you to live fully. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Dare to live fully. Life is full of love. And I know sometimes we don't see it all the time. So don't turn on the news. Seriously, don't turn on the news. Look at your own life and see how you can structure it. So I have three things that will help you to dare to live fully. Number one, laugh more. Laugh more. Come on, smile with me right now. I see those cute corners turning upward. Yes, you look beautiful. Don't wrap yourself up in the tiniest comments. You are just giving your heart away when you do that. Instead, enjoy the pokes in life with a little more carefree attitude. It's our right if someone makes a statement. You know why? That means they're paying attention. And when they're paying attention, what? You have greater impact. You see? It's not what's stopping you. It's what's impacting. That's the key. So laugh more. Number two, speak up. Yes. Woohoo. Use your voice. If you don't like what is being said about you, then tell that person. Tell your spouse you don't appreciate what he said. But do so in a manner that will respect the other person and be a reflection of you being serious. Okay, let me kind of put this in context for you. Sometimes what is being said about us is very hurtful. And I'm not talking about the full extreme of bullying. I'm just saying some comments that are made in general. Maybe it's your hair. You know, sometimes my husband will say, you know, I have nothing but white coming in. Praise the Lord for hair coloring. But he'll look at me and say, "Hun, did you color your hair?" Now, with his tone of voice, his mannerism, the way he's leaning in or not leaning in, or the look in his eye or whatever, I can take that about 1,000 different ways. And I have. Truly, I have. Sometimes it irritates me. I'm like, oh, now you notice you pointed out because I haven't colored my white hair. And you're kind of making this comment like, why haven't you? Because you're starting to look a little old. Well, actually, I don't think he meant that at all. But at that point in time, maybe that's my interpretation of it. Or he could have said it and I would have been like, seriously? You noticed that, but I really truly colored it about 2 weeks ago and you're just now getting this? What's taking you so long? Okay. Do you see how you can get all these different interpretations with a simple statement? So if you are in that position and you're in your relationship and they say these things that kind of do irritate you, then speak up. It's okay to speak up. However, the way you do it is key. You've got to respect the other person. It's not about throwing a jab back, which we've done before. I've done it. No more throwing jabs and pokes to other people just because they're poking and jabbing you. It's about being respectful. So then what? So then they're going to take you seriously. And that's important. So let's just take my hair color since we're talking about it. Which reminds me, I need to get my hair colored. Anyway, that's for another episode too. There's a lot of other episodes in here. I'm going to have to re-listen to myself to figure out what we're going to talk about later. So with this hair color, right? I could come back to him and say, sweetheart, I love that you are noticing my hair color. However, it's a really sensitive subject for me. I'm not getting color anymore. You look much younger, and it's a lot of work. I've got a lot on my plate, and for me to have to color my roots like every 4 weeks if I am going out in places, or 5 weeks if I'm going to stretch it, it's kind of burdensome on me. And so when you make those comments, hon, it hurts me. I just want you to know that. Do you see, that's a lot different than, I cannot believe you said that, hon, about my hair. Do you not have any respect for me? I mean, come on, seriously, how long have we been married? Do you see and hear the difference? It's important. So speak up, but do it the wise way. Number three, celebrate differences. Differences are what makes the world go round. And you know what? We don't all have to have the same opinion. Those pictures in our hallway to our bedroom, you know what? I totally agree with him, but don't tell him that. I had to say it softly just in case he was listening. They are too dark. That little hallway that we have there doesn't get any natural sunlight. But you know what? At the time I was taking out the pictures, that was the quickest place I could think of to put those two pictures that I hadn't thought about where I would place them in the house. And so they went there. And really, they went there probably just to keep them safe. But we're not going to tell him that, right? But celebrate differences. That's why you fell in love with your spouse to begin with. It had nothing to do that you were exactly alike. You wouldn't want your spouse to look like you, would you? You wouldn't want your spouse to talk like you. You wouldn't want your spouse to have the same mannerisms as you. Now, maybe the same interests, a few of those, that's great. But opposites attract. And that's why you fell in love with your spouse. So celebrate those differences. Speak up. Laugh more. Dare to live fully. When you dare to live fully, you embrace the gift of life. That's what you're leaving on the table when you take things personally. You're leaving a part of your life, a part of your journey. Don't take things personally. You know, we all don't get along all the time, right? If we did, well, I guess we'd be perfect. And we're not. We are perfect, imperfected human beings. And we're beautiful in all the different ways of how we live our life. But we have to be careful and not take things personally and take them and own them when really they're just kind of words being thrown out because it's more of a reflection on the person who's saying them. So if you think about it that way, it's going to change what? The perspective. That is where you want to go. Think about the perspective, and that's your bonus. Dare to live fully. If you want help within your marriage, if you're struggling, or if you're just like, you know what? I just don't get what my husband does. I don't understand my wife. It's just, if I could understand a few things, I could breathe a little easier. If that's you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation and I will get you set up for a call. That's exactly with me. Your little email comes to me and you will get one back. Do look in your spam and junk, however, because sometimes it sneaks in there. Even though I try to make it and word it to where it's not going to kick it out, every once in a while it does, unfortunately. So click on that link and I cannot wait to hear from you. If nothing else today, I want you to take away this one thing. Dare to live fully and go embrace your gift of life. God loves you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.